Okay, we are at 01.
Look at the little light is going there.
Okay,
yeah,
now we're recording.
I can't tell if it's...
Yeah, that's not doing anything.
Hello,
is your little thing on?
Wait, no. Hello, recording, 1, 2, 3. Okay, I don't know why, unless we just... It's on, I think it's
Okay, well, let's hope that we've figured this out, because we didn't come all the way to Venice to talk to you, DJ Hall, and then use you as a guinea pig.
This is like Christmas in the 50s with a new...
Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with painter DJ Hall in her home in Venice, California. The date is June 29th, the year 2000. This is session number one. The interviewer for this and subsequent sessions is Paul Carlstrom. And I think that's it. Now we've done our test. I have to say this, referring back to the leader, dear transcriber. Mm-hmm. This is the first time for this new Marantz recorder with lavalier mics, and I hope that the quality of recording reflects that. So that's what we were doing earlier, but now we have everything solved, all the problems are solved, and we're ready to go. Well, first of all, thank you for agreeing to do this. Actually, on pretty short notice, because it was last week that you came out to the archives with the first installment of your papers. And I think that's important to have down here as part of the record, is that you've decided to give all of your papers, I guess, over time to the Archives of American Art. And so this interview is the beginning of a series that will make a total oral history record that is intended to complement your papers.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Because I love to talk about these things, because I don't really write that much.
Well, here's an opportunity. Somebody else does, you get to do the talking,
right.
Somebody else does the writing.
I have to save my arm.
And I get to do the listening. And so, you know, we can proceed with that in mind. But I should also say that this particular session has a focus, has a theme, and we talked about that over lunch, and we had fun with that discussion, I think, artists and models. And I am, at the moment, doing a series of interviews, usually brief, about an hour, dealing with that subject. And this will be then a special sort of thematic series in the archives. And with you, it'll be the main theme of your first session, but then we'll, of course, move on from that. First question, did I give you or send you a copy of the Eros in the Studio essay?
No.
I meant to bring it to you.
But that's
fine. Okay. That's fine. Which is sort of, it can be sort of a point of reference for this, but it doesn't have to be.
Exactly. Because it's almost like I would rather come to this with a clean, mm-hmm. fresh mind.
That's probably a good choice of words. At any rate, that represents an activity in which I'm involved, which has led to these interviews, and I think productively so. At any rate, let's start by learning a little bit about you, and then we can move into this idea of models. Basically, artists and models, we'll be talking about your experience with models, but I think maybe even more important will be a description of your actual models, and which has to do with your methods and with your practice, I guess, as they call it. But I actually want to learn about DJ Hall. What's the DJ?
Deborah Jane.
And when did you choose to go by DJ, and why?
Well, when I got out of school, which was in the early 70s, and even though it was a time when I could have identified with the feminist movement, I was a little too young for that, and I also really didn't make that distinction.